I give really good advice. Really good advice. I give really good advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No.
Hey. Hey, guys. It's me, Blandy. Blandy Cobbles. Formerly of the mega hit podcast, Really Good Advice for New Moms. All right, I'm coming at you exclusively from my stepsister Stacia's bathroom. Please, don't tell anyone I'm doing this, because as many, if not all of you know, Kirsten and I are currently under internet cancellation and I don't want to get into trouble. But you know, giving advice is my life. And I just can't stay away. You know, it seems like you guys kind of miss me too, because my inbox is absolutely crammed. I mean, yeah, most of it is from rugs.com and a dude I mistook for David Schwimmer on Instagram, who I deeply, deeply regret giving my contact information to. But there's a few from y'all begging me for advice, and because I'm such a committed person, I can't just disappear. Okay? So I'm currently undercover and ready to tell you how to parent. All right, let's get started. Okay. Today's question comes from Samantha in Vermont. She asks, Dear Kirsten. Okay, Samantha, that's not how you spell my name. I recently found out I'm pregnant with my first baby, and I'm not sure how to tell my family. My own parents are double certified chiropractors. My brother is a doctor of botany who writes an occasional column for the New York Times and Wired.com. And my in-laws successfully sued a fast food chain for $4.7 million when they failed to offer shrimp on the menu. They're also lawyers. My husband and I, on the other hand, are still working our way through college, so timing isn't great. But ever since finding out, starting a family is absolutely what we want. How do I break the news without getting all kinds of feedback I don't want? Yeah. Wow, Samantha. I get what it's like to feel like, just like really sick and tired of feedback. So, what I normally do when I'm avoiding negative comments from people is I just don't say anything. Yeah. Like one time, I fell off the counter while I was trying to locate a bag of circus peanuts that I knew my mom was hiding from me because she loves to withhold. I ended up breaking my ankle. You know, obviously, I didn't want to tell my mom because I knew she was just going to bitch at me for climbing on the counter again. So I dragged myself on my stomach wherever I needed to go that day. And I told my mom I was exploring what it was like to be a snake. And she didn't suspect anything. Obviously, by the time I'd gotten myself to the ER, I also needed stitches for my stomach, but yeah, none the wiser. To this day, she has no idea what happened, and she just thought I was wearing the doctor boot around because I couldn't afford a pair of moon boots, which I always wanted anyway. It's a problem solved. But you know what? Hold on. Let me just give Kirsten a call and see what she thinks, because, you know, just so I can make this segment longer, because I have no idea how you're going to handle this. I don't got that much going on. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, old buddy? Wow. You sound so worn out.
Blandy, hey. I don't know, I just got done putting my daughter down for a nap. Wait, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Okay, listen. I've been thinking about you.
Oh, thanks. Same.
You got a minute?
Oh, sure. Am I on speakerphone?
Hell no. No, I would never do that to you. You know you can trust me. I was just wondering, how would you go about hiding a pregnancy?
Like me personally, or?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that because I've got a pregnancy-induced vomiting disease, so there's no way.
Okay, yeah. You're always making it about you. What about like taping down your stomach?
No, that's not how pregnancy works.
Okay. What about wearing a shirt that says, I heart volleyballs? And then people would assume it was just a volleyball under your shirt that you were transporting. And they'd think like, oh wow, look at that lady. She's really taking her love of balls to a whole new level. What are you doing? I just miss you. There's a lot of reasons people feel the need to hide a pregnancy. I don't have a lot of experience with that though. Let's just say it's because you're someone who doesn't have a college degree yet. And you're worried, you know, your family is going to shame you for being so disorganized and knocked up irresponsibly.
Okay, well, like, I mean, I did do that twice, back to back. There shouldn't be any shame in having a baby, Blandy, if that's something you want. I mean, people are always going to have opinions about, you know, when's the right time to have a baby. And the truth is, there's no right time. Having a baby wrecks your world, no matter how much life you have behind you.
So you wouldn't suggest just not telling your family and then playing off the baby as some kid that just got dropped on your doorstep, making you look like the hero?
That's not the worst idea, actually.
Well, there you have it. That's my really good secret advice. Like I said, please don't tell anyone I'm back at it, especially not Kirsten. Because if she starts blabbing that I'm out podcasting again when the internet explicitly told me not to, then our friendship will never be fully healed, and I'm really counting on that. Thanks. Bye.
Can someone feed the cat? She won't stop scratching on the door while I'm recording.